If you ask me, why do I stand here so unafraid of everything around me? Proudly I would say, I am a Muslim. If you ask her, why does she dress that way, all covered up in a world that gives it all away? Proudly she would say, I am a Muslim.
Islamic laws.
If you ask him, why does he still pray 5 times a day when so many others have strayed? Smiling, he would say, I am a Muslim. Din al-Islam, dini, wal-Azam, ghayru dini, Muhammad illi hadini.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of God. Welcome to the program Islamic Laws on IRIB English Radio with me, Muhammad Javad, hosting this program. And sitting in the studio along with me, Sheikh Javid, well, the dear guest speaker in this program, Islamic Laws. Welcome to the program, Sheikh Javid.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me.
The pleasure is ours. Stay tuned. We'll be back. We're going to talk about the rules, Islamic jurisprudential laws about the media, according to Ayatollah Khamenei. But before that, let's take a listen to a short biography.
A little bit of background about Ayatollah Khamenei. He was born in 1939. When he began his Hawza studies, it took him 5.5 years to finish the Muqaddamat in the Sutuh. The standard time for studying the Muqaddamat in the Sutuh for an Iranian student that is not raised with the Arabic language is about 10 years. At the age of 18, he starts attending Bahthul Kharij. Bahthul Kharij, he starts it in Mashhad under Sayyid Hadi Milani. For 7 years straight, he was in Qom studying under Ayatollah Burujerdi, Imam Khomeini, the son of Ayatollah Ha'ari, who set up the Hawza in Qom, Sheikh Murtada Ha'ari, which was one of the top figures in Qom. Then he went back to Mashhad. For 4 years, he studied Kharij under Ayatollah Milani again. Speaking to some of those who knew Ayatollah Khamenei in Iran, when the issue of the ijtihad of Ayatollah Khamenei came up, they said, we testify that he was a mujtahid not now, but in 1337, that's in the Iranian calendar, 1337, that's the first year that he started his Bahthul Kharij. He was teaching also. He had classes, he was teaching makasas, some of the advanced classes in the Hawza, he was teaching that. 5 years before the actual movement started by Imam Khomeini, he was a mujtahid according to that testimony. And when the movement of Imam Khomeini began, he was part of it, he was politically active, but he also was involved with his studies, as we said. Up till 1347, he was actively participating in Bahthul Kharij of Ayatollah Milani in Mashhad. And after he became the supreme leader, a little while after that, because he was requested a lot to start Bahthul Kharij, he started Bahthul Kharij and he's teaching. One can very clearly testify that this man is no doubt one of the most just and adil scholars that would not, for any reason, for his children, for his family, for his personal benefit, for any party's benefit, for anything other than Allah, change his view and make a decision to go against what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said because of something like that.
Subhanallah.
Back to the program, Islamic Laws on IRIB English Radio with me, Muhammad Jawad, hosting this program. And as always, our guest speaker, Sheikh Javid. Sheikh Javid, since we are talking about the media, is it permissible, according to Ayatollah Khamenei, to make a movie about Imam Hussein, to portray the story of his martyrdom? You know, especially the principles for which he has sacrificed his life for the sake of Islam, you know. Mind you, the actor who's going to play the part or the role of Imam Hussein is not going to appear in flesh, mm-hmm. obviously. Just a luminous person, like as is always the norm for religious movies, like they don't show the image of the face, the features, right? So, just a luminous personality, all right?
Yeah.
Playing the part of the mom. Is it permissible to make such a movie?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. If the story of the film is based on reliable sources, with utmost consideration of the sanctity of the subject and the integrity and status of the mm-hmm. Imam alayhi salatu wasalam. So not only the Imams, of course, but his companions like Abu al-Fadl al-Abbas and the household of the Imam. So there is no harm in that, you know. Based on the conditions that you may, because you said that that face is not depicted, and then it's the image is just luminous. There's no objection in it, you know. So it's very much important that the sanctity of the, you know, of the Imam, let's say, or the holy figure is maintained, and the utmost care and precaution is exercised in depicting and also narrating the story. Mm-hmm. Grand Ayatollah Khamenei says that since it's very much difficult to tackle the subject carefully and accord due reverence to the integrity of the martyred Imam mm-hmm. and his companions, one has to observe extreme precaution in this matter. It's very much necessary to exercise caution or precaution in regards to Imam Hussein alayhi salatu wasalam in narrating his story using a movie, you know. Mm-hmm. And unless, you know, precaution is exercised, it's not permissible to depict the story, because it's very much likely that the picture that is shown on the TV screen may be considered as a kind of disregard to the Imam and to his companions. Mm-hmm.
You also included the companions. Do you mean by the companions? Like close companions or even the remote companions?
No, when we talk about companions, of course, we talk about his immediate relatives. Mm-hmm. Like, for example, Abu al-Fadl Abbas, Ali Akbar, alayhi salatu wasalam. And the immediate relatives who are highly respected by Shia Muslims.
I see.
Not only Shia Muslims, but Muslims, but the entire Muslims, of course.
Yes. Okay, Sheikh Javid, what about Ayatollah Khamenei's view on, actors and actresses, in fact, playing each other's part? In other words, like sometimes it is like incumbent on the actors mm-hmm. to wear in place of their female counterparts, like the actresses, so they have to wear like women's clothes, all right, or vice versa, for the purpose of just acting in either the theater or movie industry.
Right.
What is his view on the opposite sexes mimicking the voice of each other?
Well, Grand Ayatollah Khamenei does not give a definitive answer to this question. He states that it's not, for example, remote to be permissible. So it's not a clear-cut answer. It means that it is very much likely that mm-hmm. it is permissible. for the opposite sexes to wear each other's clothes or mimic the voice of each other in acting and expressing the characters of a real person, provided that it does not cause corruption, you know. That's the condition. If it does not entail any corruption or any evil, there's no objection. And as I said, Ayatollah Khamenei does not give an express, does not express his a clear, does not give a clear cut answer. He says it's not remote, you know, to be permissible. So it's very much, it's likely to be permissible. So
we also see it in some kind of Islamic passion plays, like out in the streets of the Muslim countries. When they want to portray, for example, the event of Ashura, you know, in Karbala, they show like sometimes the men
wearing women's dresses.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes, you're right. So that's why Grand Ayatollah Khamenei is completely fully aware of these scenarios, and he does not forbid it. He does not forbid men wearing women's clothes in such scenarios.
Okay, thank you very much. Let's take a short break and we'll be back. Don't go away.
Sure.
The followers of Ayatollah Khamenei can refer to leader.ir/en. In the section Religious Affairs, you can ask your question and receive the answer. In the library section, some of Ayatollah Khamenei's works of jurisprudence are available, including Practical Laws of Islam, Frequently Asked Questions, Comparative Fatwa, and Newly Asked Questions.
Back to the program Islamic Laws on IRIB English Radio. With me, Muhammad Jawad, hosting this program, and Sheikh Javid, our guest speaker. We are talking about the Back to the program Islamic Laws on IRIB English Radio. With me, Muhammad Jawad, hosting this program, and our guest speaker, Sheikh Javid. We are talking about the rules of media according to Ayatollah Khamenei. Sheikh Javid, what is the ruling in the matter of women wearing makeup just for the sake of, you know, performance, as it is somehow necessary or becomes somehow an indispensable part of any kind of film or play for women to wear such makeup? You know, they are like sometimes told by the directors to do so. So what is the ruling regarding that?
You're right, you know, women, you know, sometimes need to wear makeup to present themselves as someone who's quite different from what they themselves appear in their normal life.
Yes.
So, according to His Eminence's ruling, if applying makeup is undertaken by the person herself or by another woman, or by one's mahram, and it does not entail any corruption, there is no objection to that. And of course, Ayatollah Khamenei says that in if that's not the case, it's not permissible to wear makeup. And also, His Eminence says that a woman's face with makeup should be covered in front of non-mahram. And this is something, this is a matter of consensus. All religious authorities are of the view that women should not wear makeup in the presence of non-mahram men. And there is no precaution, there is no ihtiyat in such matters. So generally speaking, women should avoid wearing makeup in places where there are non-mahram men, seeing them with makeup, with ornaments, with things which beautify them. So women should avoid beautifying themselves in front, beautifying themselves and showing their beautification to non-mahram men. Of course, in the presence of their close relatives, mahram relatives, there is no objection to them wearing makeup.
But for the sake of the movie, it's completely haram, you mean?
You know, as I said, you know, Ayatollah Khamenei says that if a woman applies makeup, by, you know, for the sake of, you know, extreme, if there is, it is extremely necessary, and if it does not entail any corruption or any evil, you mm-hmm. know, mm-hmm. There is no objection to her doing so.
Okay, thank you very much, Sheikh Javid, and thank you, my dear audience, for listening to the program Islamic Laws on IRIB English Radio. We say assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh.
رحمن رحيم منان كريم سلام عليم ملجا إله إلا هو غفار جميل وهاب لطيف تواب سميع بصير لا إله إلا هو وحيد قدير محيي مميت الظاهر والباطن لا إله إلا هو